This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I am joined down the line right now by the author Neil Gaiman. Hi there.
Hello.
Now, before we start off, a bit of a personal bone to pick with you, to be honest. I am from, and I'm in right now, a village called Wall, and I get so many questions whenever I tell people about my village. They ask me whether I'm from Stardust, so thanks for that.
Oh, you are so welcome. Sorry about that.
Thank you for putting us on the map, at least. I should probably say that. At least we are well known now.
That's the important thing. I just love how incredibly well-beloved Stardust is and how much love there is still for the movie. 13 years on, it's just sort of, it's aged very well.
Oh, it really has. It's a beaut. And speaking of beauts, I've got your brand new book next to me, Pirate Stew. It's such an adventure. I love it so much. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Of course. So Pirate Stew actually began about 11 years ago. And I woke up in a hotel room in France. And I was there actually promoting Coraline, the movie. And I woke up in a hotel room with a few lines of Pirate Stew just going around in my head. Pirate Stew, we ought to do what pirates do. We ought to make a Pirate Stew. And I, because hotel rooms have little pieces of little pads of paper by the bed, I grabbed the pad of paper and I wrote down about 8 lines of piratic doggerel. And then I folded them up and put them so I wouldn't lose them in my passport wallet, which meant that every time I would have to take out my passport, I would see these 8 lines and I would feel guilty. And a couple of years ago, we were in post-production on the Good Omens TV series. And I thought, you know, I haven't actually done anything except this, really, for 3 years now. And here I am with a 2-year-old son. And I need to make a book so that I have something to show him in a few years that can come out when he's the right age for it, that will show him that his dad actually is a real person who does real things that he's interested in. So I started writing Pirate Stew, and I wrote maybe 10, 12 lines every night, and I would worry about the plot. And I remember I was in, actually went to a concert. It was the only time I went to anything social during that period. And I went to a concert, and when I should have been just enjoying the music, all I was really doing was sort of being in my head, trying to figure out whether the pirates were going to actually launch a piratical attack on anybody and what they were going to do. And suddenly I figured out the donuts part of the story. For those of you who have not read Pirate Stew, there are donuts in it.
Oh, yes, the book made me very hungry when I read that bit because I really fancied some donuts. And I was like, oh, man, I don't have any in the house. No.
Exactly. When I finished writing it, I phoned Chris Riddell, the illustrator, and I said, Chris, do you have 15 minutes? I want to read you something. And he said, yes. So I read him the whole of Pirate Stew, and he said, well, that's really good. Who's going to be illustrating it? And I said, well, you are. And he said, that was the answer I hoped you were going to give me. And then I called my publisher and said, there's a new book, and it's going to be illustrated by Chris, and it's called Pirate Stew.
I bet they were thrilled. Can you imagine saying to Chris, oh, it's somebody else who just wanted your opinion?
He knows I'm dangerous enough that I might have done that.
Oh, but, I see.
But I'm not stupid. And actually, I couldn't think of anybody better than Chris.
You know, I interviewed him a little while ago, maybe a couple of months ago now, and he did mention this book and he seemed pretty excited about it. So it must be nice for you guys to work together.
I love working with him. We started working together 12 or 13 years ago now for the Graveyard book. And we've been doing stuff together ever since. So it's lovely. As long as I'm doing something weird with Chris in the background, I know that the world is right.
Oh man, I bet he'll be thrilled to hear that as well. The book is so fun. It's in case people don't know, it's basically about a kind of madcap babysitter making this big stew. And the recipe involved, you know, you've added stuff like cannonballs and planks, but also the thing I had most issue with was lime. You put lime in a stew, which I thought was quite controversial.
I think so. I think it's incredibly controversial. I put them in to ward off scurvy. I was trying to think, okay, what are things that pirates would have always wanted in their stew? And I thought, well, famously, anybody who's at sea for a long time, they needed vitamin C, otherwise they would get scurvy. And the British sailors were known as the Limeys because they had limes. And so I thought, well, limes to ward off scurvy, that seems about right. It started off very well. You know, they started off with things like onions and carrots, and then they add the seeds to feed the parrot. And by the end of it, they're adding anything piratical you could think of, you know, half a sack of gold doubloons. They're throwing it all in because obviously, you know, even one pirate who has a Jolly Roger, the pirate flag on him, so he throws that in. And then they ring the dinner bell.
Before I let you go, I have to ask, I do a little quiz with every author who comes to Fun Kids, a kind of this or that quiz. I wonder whether I could do that with you right now, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Excellent stuff. Okay, I'll ease you in gently. First off, is pretty simple. Books or Kindles?
Books.
Every author says it. Heroes or villains?
Oh, can I have heroes who are really villains, who are really heroes, true, too? I love... I love the fact that in their heads, the best villains are heroes because they are doing what they're doing for the wrong reasons, but they have to think it's the right reasons.
Oh, I'll give you that because nobody's ever given me that answer before, so I will allow it. Next up, film adaptation or TV adaptation?
I'll go for TV adaptation because you get more of a chance to do it right. However... my favourite of any adaptation of any of the things of mine so far is the Coraline movie.
Oh, good fact. Next up, Captain Hook or Captain Pugwash?
Hook. Only because he's more exciting. If somebody said, hey, Neil, we're going to be spending the evening with Captain Pugwash... you kind of know that you're in for a very pleasant evening, a very respectable evening. But if someone said, hey, Neil, we're going to be spending the evening with Captain Hook, anything could happen.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you'd be off on quite an adventure. Writing or reading?
I think I'll take writing, but it's a really close thing. Writing for me, the most exciting writing is when I feel like the first reader.
Oh, wow, okay. That one is that most authors find really tricky to do, actually. So it's quite interesting, everybody's responses to that one. Next up, stew or soup?
Well, they're really the same. I mean, they are the same thing. It's just sort of like, you know, it's those gradations. It starts at white, it ends at black, and somewhere in the middle it's grey. And then I've never been very good at telling the difference between a soup with an awful lot of stuff in it, and a stew.
We'll avoid you on Nigella's show then, shall we? We'll not give you the cookery show.
Definitely don't give me the cookery show. but I suppose if I would probably, personally, I would take soup because I like soup best. But as an author, I will take stew because I love how much you can put in a stew. What kinds of things happen in a stew? And stews feel like they're stories, or they do to me, and not just because they both begin with S and T.
Do you prefer to write when you fancy or write 9 to 5?
Probably when I fancy. But I am a great believer in inspiration shows up when you show up. If you're sitting down at the table and you need to write something brilliant and you're sitting there at 9 o'clock in the morning, then something brilliant is much more likely to show up at 9 o'clock in the morning than if you're off repainting the dog. so, but I tend to be flaky enough that, you know, when I was a young writer, I used to write from 9 till 5, but it started at 9 o'clock at night and finished at 5 in the morning.
Very different kind of 9 to 5, but I still, hey, it still works. This is going to be hard for you. Stardust or Good Omens?
You're evil, aren't you? Okay, I'm going to pick Good Omens, but I'm going to pick Good Omens because I wrote Stardust all myself. Good Omens was 50% Terry Pratchett, and I can still laugh at any of the jokes that Terry wrote. And also because Good Omens makes me think of my friend who's dead.
That is an excellent reason. Okay, well, if you thought that one was a difficult question, strap in for this one. Chris Riddell or Adam Rex?
You're evil. You really are an evil, evil person. You know, it's interesting because they're very, very similar in that they are both astonishing illustrators who can also write books themselves. Neither of them actually need me, and Adam is very busy.
Right.
Chris is also very busy, but I actually... We have secret plans together for more stuff down the line, so I think I'd better say Chris rather than Adam, because if Chris hears this and I say Adam, then he might decide that he doesn't want to do my weird book about frogs anymore or something. So I have to pick Chris.
I love that I got an answer out of you for that one. I was not expecting you to give me an answer, but thank you. Finally, the big one, the most important one, arguably, is this one here. Salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
I am a salt and vinegar sort of person. When it comes to crisps. And I can do salt and vinegar crisps to the point where you put one crisp in your mouth and your entire face collapses in on itself.
Yes.
At the sourness of it, and you still enjoy it.
See, the secret to that question is you could say literally anything for any of the other answers, and I would be happy, but that's the big one I care about the most, and I hate cheese and onion, so you've passed my test with flying colours. We should say your new book, Pirate Stew, is out right now. Obviously, bookshops are finding it tricky at the moment, but independent bookshops are still open. You can still order online from them. So definitely still loads of places to get your book from.
Absolutely. And... even if you don't like the words, the pictures by Chris Riddell are glorious. Prouder of myself than words can possibly convey.
Thank you so much for doing that. Finally, before I let you go, I know you're super busy, but I just heard that you have a childhood book that you yourself used to love and wanted to recommend to our listeners. So I wondered whether you could tell us all about it.
I do. I thought it would be a good thing because it's forgotten as a book. It's still out there culturally. But I wanted to recommend to anybody who has not read it, and to anyone who only knows it from the films, P.L. Travers's book, Mary Poppins. And the Mary Poppins books, set about 100 years ago, about 90 years ago, in Cherry Tree Lane, somewhere in London, the story of a strange nanny who flies in on an umbrella and is older than time itself, knows everybody and everything, is miraculous, and at the same time is a slightly grumpy, very no-nonsense, will put up with nothing, cockney nanny, is, I still think, one of the most remarkable achievements of fiction out there. And so I thought, pointing out to people that if you know the Disney version, in which Mary Poppins is incredibly sweet and fundamentally kind of tame, you don't know Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I haven't read the books, but I have heard there is a slightly different version of her character if you were to pick up the P.L. Travers version. So that's probably quite a good recommendation. Thank you so much for telling us all about that.
You are so welcome, Bex.
Brilliant. Well, we will let you go, Neil Gaiman. Thank you so much for chatting to us. I know you're super busy. We should say your new book, Pirate Stew, is out right now. Obviously, bookshops are finding it tricky at the moment, but independent bookshops are still open. You can still order online from them. So definitely still loads of places to get your book from.
Absolutely. And even if you don't like the words, the pictures by Chris Riddell are glorious.
Oh man, it's so such a good book. I have it next to me and I'm loath to give it away, but I know my goddaughter will really want it, so I suppose I have to give it to her, I guess. I suppose so. But thank you so much for telling us all about it, and have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. That was all. Lovely stuff. So this... No, again. Rewind. Lovely stuff. So you can hear more from the author Neil Gaiman in a couple of songs' time. All right, now, if you just tuned in, hello, welcome to the show. This is Bex in the Club, and right now, I'm talking to super author Neil Gaiman. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.